The County Council's first hearing is set for December 11th, 6 p.m. at the Richin Services Building. Bob Jasper said overall spending in the 2014 budget is up about 12.2% from the previous year. Almost all the increase is for capital spending.
We rebudgeted the money, the tax increase that we got for roads, and that's rebudgeted. And then in addition, we've drawn down some money from some special funds to build a roundabout, and we're getting a $1 million grant from the state to build a new courtroom. So if you back out all the kind of one-time capital things, then we're up to about a 3.4, I think it is, increase in the overall budget.
All right. We're talking about no tax increases, correct?
Well, right, except that we will continue the tax increase that was authorized in the current year.
The budget has an additional 8 staff positions, though the county manager said they're mainly restoring jobs there.
We had cut a total of 22 positions over the last 4.5 years, and so now we're adding back almost all those positions, except for the environmental health position, is basically either unfrozen or where we had cut the position in the past and we're reinstating it. So it's not like we're going out and hiring all kinds of new people. We're restoring some of the positions that we had cut previously.
He said the budget has 3 major themes. First is getting the roads in the county back up to snuff.
It just costs so much more the longer you wait. So I think there's enough in there in the budget to like basically maintain, fix the potholes. These are not major projects. These are, well, we have to rebuild parts of Old Ranch Road because we let it go too long. But for the most part, it's seal coating or pothole fixing or in some cases overlays. So that's one. Let's bring our roads back up to snuff in terms of making sure we're maintaining a long-term investment.
Second, he said, is bringing back service levels.
In a lot of ways, I think we've done that through just reorganization, efficiencies, getting equipment that better matches. But an example would be the positions. There's 3 positions total that are going back into the Sheriff's Department.
Finally, he said they're investing in the future, especially for transportation.
We've put $100,000 plus a new engineering position, and that is a new position, so that we can work with the cities, work with the canyons, everybody out there, and figure out what is the proper transportation alternatives. We have a capital plan now, a long-term plan for one of the highways. We want to work closely with the city in terms of and UDOT in terms of what should we do in Quinns Junction. But I think one of the things the council said is we just don't want to look at every solution as to widen the roads. Now, don't get me wrong, we're looking. We had a public meeting the other night where we're talking about when it gets really busy to run the buses down the shoulder and fix up the shoulder a little bit. So that could be considered widening, though we're really not putting down any more asphalt. But we need to look at other alternatives. Maybe we need to look at trains. Maybe we really look at how we coordinate our transit systems.
On a related item, Jasper said they will have to work on the equity problem with the county's municipal fund. That fund taxes unincorporated county residents, but it funds much of the Sheriff's Department, which also provides services to several incorporated cities on the east side.
We're going to have to work with the smaller cities to see if there's anything that they can do. Otherwise, and quite frankly, the people of Park City and Camas are subsidizing these other towns out of the general fund. That's one way of looking at it. I'm sure that Colville, for example, might not look at it that way.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.